Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
So happy to be here. So happy to be here and doing another show tonight. Here's my whole thought. By the way, welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad. I will introduce my supporting cast here in one moment. But they say about podcasts, you start a podcast, you start a radio show, and, you know, sometimes you fall off the map. And the place where most people fall off the map and decide they don't want to do it anymore is around show number 7. Last week's show was show number 8. It was the black hole of shows, as far as I'm concerned. It didn't really happen at this point. I mean, it wasn't terrible. I've had worse shows before.
Oh, yeah.
Usually those shows end up, you know, involving me yelling at the supporting cast on the air.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you don't. But Brad 2.0 doesn't do that much anymore. He finds other things to do. But no, seriously, last week's show was okay, but I want to go past it. Tonight is show number 9, if I'm calculating correctly, I believe it is. And so I am excited to be here. We've got a lot of great stuff planned. And I've got the fun supporting cast. Batman is back in the Batcave. We have to, of course, start off every show as we always do now, asking him if he's brought us a Todd Sheets movie. Batman, have you?
As I said last time, it is on order and it's on its way. Well, it takes more than like 3.5 seconds to get there.
Okay. Fairly longer than a week. Apparently coming from Argentina, which is where Rancho.
This is Kansas City. Let me remind you, Kansas City, I order things overnight and get them 10 days later.
I understand. I was going to say that Jared's band is from Argentina, San Carlos Centro. And yes. I was thinking maybe that the Todd Sheets movie was coming from
We're getting the band together.
I actually almost called you Rancho, which would have been completely wrong because
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
Yes, Afkar is very, very. I hope that was heard over the music. Are we still playing the music under me? No, we're not anymore. I didn't think so. Sometimes I can't tell. It's the way we run things around here.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
It is.
Are you okay? Are you
I'm
ready?
Okay.
It's a new show.
I know.
It's a new week.
I'm just stinging after a week, you know,
I know.
Abuse. But I'm hoping there's a kinder, gentler Brad on the horizon.
There is a kinder, gentler Brad, and I do apologize once again, but that's the last time I'm apologizing, okay? I'm sorry.
I'm milking it.
I do. I know you. Oh, no. See, now I can't do that this week because my battery died on my phone. I can't play the air horn, so 1 week without the air horn. But I do want to start off the show with something that's dear to my heart. You know I like TV, especially 70s TV and
oh, yes.
80s TV. And
I
think Batman's going to like this too, especially because of this picture of the green guy next to me on the wall.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry.
Yeah.
And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs. The creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry.
No.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah. God bless Bill Bixby, by the way. God rest his soul.
Yeah.
The creature is wanted for a murder he didn't commit.
David Banner is believed to be dead, and he must let the world think that he is dead until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
...99% chance that Jared never watched the TV series. Go.
I watched it.
Did you?
Yes.
Religiously?
I mean, when it was on. I mean, I didn't. Yeah. I could not tell you now, like, what day of the week it was on.
Yeah, yeah, neither could I. Neither could I.
I think that's about, honestly, I think that was in reference to you last week, your behavior last week.
No, believe me.
You were hulking a little bit.
Yeah, well, I was a little bit.
Turning green.
A little bit. But seriously, you know, Jared has seen me at my worst, and that was nowhere near my worst. No, it really wasn't. No, see, and you used to miss that kind of stuff back then because you'd come in after it was all done, but you'd always wonder what happened during that old show. You come in and you look at the faces of everybody and you can never really tell. I know that's true. So,
rawr,
exactly. Now, of course, at the end of The Incredible Hulk was the... Yeah. You see David Banner walking down the road. His backpack or his bag.
Yep.
Leather jacket. Usually sleeves rolled up. He's a little warm. Hitchhiking for a ride.
It was a leather jacket, not a jean jacket?
It varied.
Okay. Because he was going through clothes like nobody's business.
You know, he was. You think what kind of money he must have spent on those clothes. And I was really, really weird about this show because for some reason, I don't know if you remember this or not, but for some reason, only on certain occasions would the Incredible Hulk keep his torn shirt on his body while he did his damage. Very, very rarely did Lou Ferrigno keep the torn shirt on. But when he did, that was my favorite. That's why I always liked it. Yeah, and seeing Batman's nodding too, which is kind of a little quirk about the show that made me really enjoy watching it. So it was very rare. But I do want to get those on DVD. That might be my next sci-fi purchase. Either that or Battlestar Galactica.
Were you in on the whole? Just stay away from the Battlestar Galactica episode where they're playing their dorky basketball game.
I don't remember that even. I'm sorry, you mentioned that last week. Yeah. We didn't talk about it on the show. We talked about it at the Super Bowl party.
Yes.
Yes.
Disturbing, creepy little short. I mean, just think of how basketball shorts used to look like in the. Yeah.
Well, they had the same similar thing on the Buck Rogers show when they did the Olympics show towards the end of the first season. And they had the terrible look. And it looked like the guy was wearing a bra. You know, it was completely wrong.
It's more worse what they do to the undercarriage region.
This is true, too. Little cod piece there.
Hugging the boys is not
exactly
not enjoying that.
So to move on, let me tell you what we've got on the show tonight.
Sure.
Tonight we're going to talk, we're going to do something we haven't done in a long time. In fact, we haven't done it since the old show. We're going to do some weird news, and we may even reenact a weird news story.
Hey.
Which is something we used to do. Well, it was kind of fun back in the olden days. So we might do that. We probably will do that. We're also going to talk, if we have time, about celebrity writers, which if you're not familiar with what a celebrity writer is, that is basically the list of stuff that a star demands, usually a rock star or a musician doing concerts on tour. What they not always, can also be an Oprah or something like that. What they require backstage from the producers, basically, of the show.
Oh, yeah. Even John Kerry has one.
See? There you go.
Horrifying, but true.
Let's not forget who voted for John Kerry and who didn't.
No, I'm just saying his writer. He was speaking at an event.
Do you know what was on his writer, for example?
He insisted on a few things. He wanted to walk the stage before he spoke.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. And the Red Sox were in the playoffs, so he wanted to be able to see the Red Sox when he wasn't on stage.
Okay.
So we didn't have internet or it was at the downtown convention center on a Sunday. And he demanded chocolate cake.
That's right. I remember that from the old show. We called that segment Operation Chocolate Cake.
It was funny because no chocolate cake downtown Sunday morning. You had all these poor knobs, just scrambling around looking for chocolate cake to appease his highness. It was the most ridiculous thing.
See, now we've got cupcakes downtown. Now, do you think he would have settled for chocolate cupcakes, I wonder?
I don't know. But are they open on a Sunday morning?
Good point.
Because there was not much. I mean, this was before Power and Light and all that other stuff was there. It was pretty desolate.
True.
And they went to a hotel and bought a restaurant chocolate cake at a ridiculous price. I mean, imagine you're paying, they're like, what, 16 slices?
Yeah.
You're spending $8 a slice.
But I will tell you right now, let's not talk about that anymore. It's making me hungry.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I know you
it's
like okay. your cake.
Yeah, I haven't eaten anything tonight. So real quick before we take our first break of the show, something that crossed my mind because, you know, I like to talk about the weather and I like to talk about, you know, people being wusses about the weather, but I also like to talk a little bit about how bad weathermen are at their jobs. And I mean, it's been said a million times before, weather people are the only people that can be wrong at their job and continue to keep their job without a problem. And recently there's been just, I mean, I've been watching the forecast because my particular business does rely a little bit on the weather, as you can imagine. I mean, you can't let the Kewpie dolls melt. You know?
Well, and people use more drugs when the weather's bad.
Exactly. So, I've been watching the forecast rather closely, and it's changed about every 6 hours. And you never really know for sure, is it going to snow? Is it going to rain? Is it going to be sunny? Is it going to be 70? Is it going to be 40? What's it going to be?
Right.
And I got to thinking to myself, imagine what it would be like if these weather people had any other kind of job other than being weathermen who, or weather ladies, Katie Horner.
Weather folk
who do a bad job of predicting the weather.
Right.
You know, and the first thought that came to my mind, what would it be like if Gary Lezak was a salesman? Okay. Know him well, Gary Lezak, you know.
What would he be selling, Brad?
Well, let's widgets. Okay. let's just not get into details about what Gary Lezak might sell if he was a salesman. I know where you're going with this. See, we're trying to be good this time, you know.
Mighty deal in cold cuts, perhaps.
Let's be now. Let's be honest. Rancho 1.0 is not Jared 2.0. Okay, we need you to be a little more, you know.
All right.
Okay. So. Let's imagine that Gary Lezak was a salesman of widgets, okay?
A weatherman for that matter.
What's that?
Or even a weatherman for that matter.
A salesman of a weatherman?
let's pretend he was a weatherman.
Well, this is true, too. This is true. But let's stay on track now, Batman. Please help me here. Thank you. Okay. Let's imagine for a minute that Gary Lezak is selling widgets, and Gary Lezak says, hey, I've got these widgets I'd like to sell you. And the prospective customer says, well, great. How much are they? Well, as you can see today, they are 65 cents each. Tomorrow, there's a 40% chance that it'll be 85 cents. Or it might not be. So then let's just say that the next day comes along and the prospective customer comes to Gary Lezak and says, well, it's the next day. I'll go ahead and buy those widgets for 85 cents. I'm sorry, but they're now $1.05. Do you see where I'm going with this? This is what it would be like if a weatherman was a salesperson. Not good.
He'd be great on giving Wall Street advice, though.
Yeah, well, this is true.
Or betting lines on who to bet for in sports outcomes.
Okay, but you need to go the other direction.
I know.
I don't think they'd be good at much of anything. Let's be honest here.
Surgeon would be bad. You go in for an appendectomy and suddenly you're missing a leg.
True.
Oh, you know?
I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to have my leg cut off. Why'd you cut my leg off? That.
It was within 40%.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there was a 60% chance you're going to sue me for malpractice.
The same way.
Yeah.
You know, forklift driver, you know.
Right.
Driving down the road. Hey, exactly. Need you to pick up those widgets over there on the pallet. Okay, I'll get it. Bring it back up. Hey, that wasn't the widgets that I told you to get. That's okay, but there was within a 30% radius of the same spot there. It's okay, you can take these. No, but really I can't. But it's all I got. But no, I've got them over there. No, I mean, can you imagine the confusion?
Anything involving explosive or firearms would also be bad.
Yeah.
Like whether you're in the military or you're firing a big gun or a missile or, you know.
Like Russian roulette almost. I mean, can you imagine a weather person?
He takes out his own people?
Exactly.
Well, I was in within 50%.
Or just a bus driver.
Right.
You know? All right, everybody who's going to the Ameristar Casino, get off here. But you're at Harris Casino. Still a casino.
He wouldn't have made it in the first place because he wouldn't have estimated his gas properly. And he would have run out before they even reached their destination.
This is true. I mean, what are the people in the real world? It would never work.
No, they have their own special world.
I would agree.
They get geeked up about their own things, you know? They're just a unique breed.
They do. They do. They are a unique breed, especially here in town.
Yeah, it's true in the Midwest. We have such kooky weather. We attract the...
The kooky weather people.
Yeah.
Although I do think they're all a little kooky. But anyway, we better shut up. And, by the way, we're also going to talk to, and in fact, we're going to call her here in just a few minutes. Remember our good friend Blythe from the old show?
Uh-huh.
She has a group that she's going to tell us about quickly called the Damsels of Dorkington. Now, you know Blythe. She's a little dorky herself.
Well, and so, who can throw stones here, really?
No, exactly. No, please. As I've said before, I'm your stupid host. You're my stupid listeners. I mean, let's be honest. We're all a bunch of idiots.
We've got
out
a
here.
Whole room full of dork.
Yeah, exactly.
Which would make Lee Zach very happy.
Did I properly greet you, by the way?
You did not.
I did not. I'm sorry.
We're about to launch an anvil.
Why is my sound so soft tonight?
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So that's you. And then there's...
I love this job more than I love Taffy.
That guy there in the Batcave. And then, of course, there's me.
The do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
Yeah, the big mouth. And, of course, when we get excited, we'll do this. And when we get sad, we'll do this. Maybe you'll hear some of these later. And you never know about this chick. Oh, and then also, Obama, what do you think about Jared?
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Thank you very much, President Obama.
Oh, I'm glad he waited. I think his name's Mark Ruth, really.
Mark Ruth?
Yeah.
Who's that? Wasn't he a bowler? Well, that's Mark Roth. I'm sorry. Who's Mark Ruth?
I was on that president thing.
See, Jared, come on. Now, come on. Now, that was out of nowhere. That,
I know.
That, nobody has any idea what you're talking about.
I apologize for that.
And now, just tell them how to go to YouTube.com, search what?
Hall of Inaccurate Presidents.
Hall of Inaccurate Presidents. Then you'll understand. Jared is obsessed with this video.
And I know.
And I understand.
It'll lead to my divorce.
Yeah, probably, yeah, because it's going that direction. But it is a funny video, but it's right up your alley because it's kind of like one of them, you know, videos where you just stare at the screen and go, huh? I mean, but it's funny, but it's not like it doesn't grab you funny. You
know? Not immediately.
No.
You have to watch it a couple times. And,
I mean, you've been doing this for weeks. It's ridiculous.
It's been a week.
You've got to stop. You're playing the video on your BlackBerry before we started the show.
Actually, that was just the audio. I went to the trouble of pulling the audio off.
Well, good for you.
See? All for me.
That makes it better.
We're going to find ways of deploying it.
You have an addiction.
It's ridiculous. To one very specific thing.
It's Hall of Inaccurate Presidents. Go check it out. Also, call us and leave us a voicemail, please, if you'd like to. 310-928-7857. Batman, let's go ahead and take the break. And during the break, we will give Blythe a call and speak to her about the Damsels of Dorkington. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Just don't understand why my son can't read.
These days, it's getting harder and harder for teachers to reach some children.
All he does is sit there and listen to rap music.
So, in keeping with the times, Big Pimp Mac Daddy Books presents Dr. Seuss's Books from the Hood.
One bitch, two bitch, dead bitch, blue bitch.
All the classics translated into a more understandable composition with titles such as The Cat in the Backwards Baseball Hat, Horton, Here's a Ho, and How the Bitch Stole Christmas.
I ain't down with green eggs or the man. I ain't down with them, Sam, I am.
Do you want to have a party? Yeah.
Dr. Seuss's Books from the Hood.
Yeah. Well, son, what do you want to read next? There's a 40 in my pocket or Cop on Pop?
Call 1-FOX-IN-DETOX to order today. That's the number 1-FOX-IN-DETOX today.
It's not the length that matters. It's what you do with it. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Jared here with me and Batman in the Batcave having a great time tonight. And on the phone with me, I do believe, is our good friend from the past, Blythe. Blythe, hello.
Hi, Brad.
How you doing?
How are you?
I cannot complain. It's great to speak to you. It's been a while since we have talked. We've communicated a little bit on Twitter and also via text message. What you've been doing lately? Now, let me get this straight. You are living with your boy. Is that right?
That's correct.
In sin.
Indeed in sin.
Indeed in sin. I wouldn't expect any less from you. That's great.
Okay, it's very true.
Is Jeff there right now?
He is here.
I am here, also in sin.
Hello, Jeff. Great to have you here in Sin as well. And
hello.
And we are here to talk to you very briefly about your project. I don't even know what else to call it. I'm going to let you describe it. The Damsels of Dorkington. You can find it at, is it thedamselsofdorkington.com?
Actually, much simpler than that. It's www.dorkington.com.
My bad. Dorkington.com it is. Very simple to go to and check out. First of all, give us the rundown. What exactly are the Damsels of Dorkington and what do you do?
The very short story is we are a comedy group. If you want to break it down, very simple. That's the gist of it. We perform at dork conventions. Think like sci-fi, comic book. And we do a little spoofing of Shakespeare, but we also infuse it with a lot of dork references and some musical parodies and all kinds of things. We're all over the map, to be honest with you.
Okay, and it kind of looked that way, too, on your website. Are there different shows that you do, or do you do, because I noticed on the website all these different breakdowns, like you just mentioned. Do you do a different show every time? Is it the same show? Do you do different things? How does that work?
Well, we have three shows that we use kind of in a revolving door. Those are the actual, you know, scripted shows that we use, kind of skeleton scripts. But we infuse it with a lot of improv.
Okay, cool.
And then a lot of, you know, booth time, hanging out with the community, stuff like that.
Okay, very cool, very cool. So how did the whole thing get started with the Damsels of Dorkington? I mean, you guys, well, just go ahead and tell us that, I guess.
Well, one of the other girls and I were in a different group that was very similar previously, and we split off from that group, and we just picked up two other people that we knew from performing and just kind of started over, started fresh, and this is where we landed.
Okay, very cool. And you two now, you don't even live in Kansas City anymore, Blythe, right?
No, sir. I'm in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City, yes. And but you're not even there right now. You guys are actually, you're on kind of a little revolving tour as well. Is that right?
Yeah, right now we're in Seattle. We're doing Emerald City Comic Con currently. We have a show tomorrow night. It's Saturday night at, no, I'm sorry, it's during the day. That one's at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday.
Yes, 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Very cool. And see, this is perfect because, first of all, we love the comedy. Okay, and we also love the dorks because we're kind of dorky ourselves and geeky, and that's kind of the places where you guys are performing, which is very cool. And also, I guess Jared had a question too. I meant to swing it over to him. So go ahead, Gerard.
Yeah, no big. Hey guys,
hi.
I was just wondering, is there something that you would consider? Is there a venue or subject matter that is too dorky for you guys to work with?
We don't discriminate. You can cross a line with dorkiness, but I think then you cross into a different realm. So I don't think there's anything too dorky.
No.
Okay. So you're equal opportunity dork practitioners.
Absolutely.
Is that...
We don't judge.
Okay.
Jared, are you sure there weren't any examples you wanted to throw out there?
Well, I was just thinking hypothetically, not that I'm into this sort of thing, but like, I don't know, acting out a Star Trek scene in furry costumes at the Ren Fest. Might that be a little much?
Okay, well, here's the thing. When you say the word furry to me, I immediately back off, but I think that's fetishism. I don't think it's dorkiness. I top line out of dorkdom, personally.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's good to know where the boundaries are.
Freaks me out. There's not much that freaks me out. Furries do.
Yeah, they're kind of a horrible thing.
Everybody has their little niche, or not a little niche, but their little quirks, and I guess fur is one of hers. So,
well, you know how I feel about costumes, so we're on the same page there.
This is true. Hey guys, real quick, so you're roaming around on tour. Where else are you going to be in the near future?
We have a performance in Dallas. 19th and 20th, and then the weekend after that, I think it's the 26th and 27th, we'll actually be in Kansas City.
Whoa. Right. That's awesome.
Kansas is All Con, and then Kansas is Planet Comic Con.
Well, say that one more time now. You have two different ones, you said?
Yes, we have All Con in Dallas.
In Dallas, okay.
Planet Comic Con in Kansas City.
Cool. And that's in Overland Park, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Cool. Very good. Well, we'll have to make sure that at the very least, we'll make sure we pimp that show as it gets closer and maybe even have you guys back on for a couple of minutes because I think we're going to have to go. Although, Jared, I don't know. You might get scared.
What?
I don't know.
I'm going to bet.
Jared, we'll keep the furries away from you, I promise.
That's appreciated. Well, you're probably going to run into a lot of my coworkers out there. There are no computer.
Awesome. Tell them who we are.
I'll do that for you guys.
I think it'd be great, since it's improv, if you guys just go ahead and get a costume ready for Jared and get him up on stage with you. I think that would be perfect.
You know, with the show that we're doing at Kansas City, we have a role for him if he wants it. Yeah.
we'll debut.
That's great. We'll talk about that, okay?
About your nerdcore comedy debut.
That's perfect. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Well, Blythe, Jeff, thank you very much. We appreciate you being here. Again, it's dorkington.com. They will be in Kansas City. One more time, what's that date again in Kansas City?
Kansas City is the 26th and 27th.
Of March.
So Saturday and Sunday, last one of March.
Perfect. Sounds good. Well, we'll see you there for sure. And guys, gals, take care, you two.
Thank you. Dork Pride, guys.
Thanks. See ya.
I'll be there also in a full costume.
You will be there as well. Awesome. Gear. Very good. Very good. You know what I forgot to mention to him? Damn it, I always forget something. I get a little nervous. Again, should have had notes, you know, but I didn't. Their YouTube video that they have posted on their website reminded me a little bit of a pornographic intro. Because there's three girls, one guy. The girls are kind of being cute and sexy and things, and they're just kind of doing weird faces and things. And then you see the guy who looks pretty innocent and everything, and you're thinking, wow, gangbang. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Well, at least you weren't thinking Three's Company, right?
No, it wouldn't have been Three's Company. That would have been off. No, that would not have been right. So very great to talk to them. Again, it's dorkington.com. Dorkington.
Well done.
Dorkington.com. Great to talk to Blythe again. And Jeff seems like a really cool guy, too. So, seriously, you might want to come with me.
What, out there?
Yeah, when we go see this, maybe think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it. I know you got busy things going on, but
I could possibly do such a thing.
We'll see.
I love Johnson County.
I know you do. You're a big fan.
It's where it's at, baby.
I know it is. Let's go ahead and take another break. Hey, there's an 85 to 90% chance we're going to take three breaks tonight. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to do some weird news. Batman, take us away.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
Hi, this is JJ the Pollock, People's Choice Award winner for Biggest Brad Westmore Fan 2005 to 2008. And you're listening to the Brad Westmore Show on Jackalope Radio. And quite frankly, so am I. Which begs the question, what the hell are we doing? I mean, we could be catching up on some Silver Spoons reruns. Maybe out at a Lady Gaga concert. We could be bedazzling our favorite jean jacket. In any event, we're listening to the Brad Westmore Show on Jackalope Radio.
If you miss the old three-hour show that much, use the pause button. The Brad Westmore Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmore Show. Thank you for being with us. I'm here with my good buddy Jared.
Afkar. He's very, very sensitive.
He's my co-host. I couldn't do it without you, buddy.
You keep remembering that.
I will never forget. Not one bad word about you.
I like it. I like this.
I like to see you using your hands talking, too, just like I do. That's great. And then the guy, of course, running the controls.
I love this job more than I love taffy.
And the big idiot in the big chair.
Do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
That would be me. We are back, and it's time to do some weird news. But I probably should get the weird news ready first. Let's go ahead here.
Yes.
Bear with me. Oh, and when we get to the one that we want to reenact, let me know, because at this point I've totally forgotten to some of my stuff that I need. So we'll get there though. That's okay. We'll get there. Oh, that didn't work very well. Okay. You know, I need to have you read the story sometime is probably what I need to do.
I can do that, although I'm a terrible out loud reader, as you've learned.
You're actually kind of a terrible out loud talker sometimes. Oh, there I go again. There I go again. Sorry.
And you wonder why I don't say so much
sometimes.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm just kidding you. I apologize. Let's do the news. Welcome, everybody. I'm Al-Qaeda.
Nice.
And this is your weird news. The ear has a G-spot, explained the Santa Clara, California ear, nose, and throat surgeon, and thus the moans of ecstasy that Vietnamese ear pickers reportedly elicit from their clients might well be justified. A San Jose Mercury News reporter dispatched to Ho Chi Minh City in January to check it out learned that barbershop technicians could sometimes coax eargasms as they removed wax by tickling a certain spot next to your face is in your hands.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Next to the eardrum, served by multiple nerve endings and paper-thin skin, said one female client, everybody is afraid the first time, but after it's, oh my God, said one Vietnamese man. Wait a minute.
What? Oh,
that, wait a minute. Who
what
wrote
transgender...
this? That's weird. Okay. No. Anyway, so there you go. Eargasms. Well, I'm done with that. Okay.
We need to be done with that for a number of reasons. That made me kind of sick to my stomach.
I apologize. Alex Good, 15, practicing tee shots with his high school golf team on a rainy day underneath a golf course awning, had one of his drives hit the metal pole holding the awning up, causing the ball to ricochet into his eye, resulting in likely permanent damage, despite the fact that the pole was directly in front of the tee, inches away. Good, nonetheless, charged the Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club with negligence and filed a $3 million lawsuit in January. Ooh. Never mind the fact that the pole was right in front of the tee.
Wow.
People, I tell you what, people piss
mind,
me off.
Mind the poles. You got to watch out for poles.
Use your brain, for God's sakes. How not to do a laser bronchoscopy. Didn't he play for the...
We're sending you back to school, Brad.
Didn't he play for the Dolphins?
Not a med school guy, are you?
Bronchoscopy. First, according to a case written up in December in the Massachusetts Medical Law Report, do not let the laser set fire to the patient's throat. Not funny. More importantly, if a spark does ignite, do not use the everyday home remedy for a small flame, i.e. don't try to blow it out, right. I'm sorry, because blowing down the trach tube might actually extend the fire, as it did here. The surgeon and hospital were not named. The lawsuit resulting from the patient's death was settled out of court.
Can you imagine a worse way?
It's horrible.
Oh,
not funny. I mean, it's not funny.
The idiocy is funny. Yeah. The outcome is not.
I mean, because Anna, you can see, and we won't reenact this, but you can see it happening in your head when you see it.
Well, it's you kind know? Of a Three Stooges thing.
Yeah.
Being acted out. And
a little bit.
You would think, I mean, these, you know, doctors are scientists. They're supposed to know these things about, you know, you blowing on fire. Fire likes that and get fire grow bigger and fire bad.
I know. Edward Hall III, 24, a Columbia University researcher, was arrested in January for trespassing at JFK Airport in New York City after he had disobeyed United Airlines personnel and tried an alternate method to board a plane. He told ticket agents he badly needed to be on the flight to San Francisco, even though he had forgotten to bring a photo ID. Seriously, how do you forget to bring a photo ID with you to the airport? Frustrated, Hall stepped behind the counter and crawled onto the luggage conveyor, where his next stop, minutes later, was the tarmac where bags were being loaded and where he was arrested. Yeah. Nice
one. He didn't wear his bag outfit, right?
No.
He didn't, like, tape a handle on his back?
You know, if he couldn't remember his wallet with his ID in it, he certainly wasn't going to remember to do something like that. So, a suburban Chicago high school health class instructor's technique for teaching the names of female reproductive parts caught the ire of the Illinois Family Institute religious organization in January. Did you catch all that?
Yeah.
To some of the kids, teacher Jacqueline Levin's game, quote unquote, was nothing more than a mnemonic to facilitate memorizing the anatomy. But others told the Institute that Levin's play on words was chantable, could be set to the tune of the Hokey Pokey, and was referred to by several students as, quote, the vagina dance. Said a complaining parent, it is disrespectful to women and removes modesty about the reproductive parts.
Wow. Are we going to hear this song?
Wouldn't that be nice? You put the hairy part in, you put... never mind. All right.
Mola?
And finally, yeah. And finally, you put the C word in, you put... a 21-year-old man was stabbed to death at a party in Bristol, Connecticut, home of ESPN, in January. and three others were wounded, apparently because they had been making nasty comments about another man's flatulence.
Wow.
I think we found a winner. The allegedly gassiest Mark Higgins, 21, was charged with the crime. So if I'm getting this straight, this guy had some bad gas. Is that how you get it? Is that right?
Yeah.
This guy had some bad gas, and they got made fun of, I guess is the best way to say it, correct?
Right.
And he got so upset with getting made fun of that he killed him, or killed one of them.
Wow.
Is that...
That's what happened. I mean, well, he stabbed multiple people, it sounded like.
That's what it sounded like. And I'm trying to gather what I'm doing correctly here. Make sure we get everything ready to go.
The story doesn't specify whether it's just, was he making a lot of noise, or was it just a really bad funk, or was it, well, we'll was
just,
it both of that?
You know, if we're going to recreate it, we'll just...
We'll go with it. Yeah, I know, yeah.
We'll just be creative about it, I guess. So which guy are you going to be? You want to be the guy who gets killed?
I'll be the stabby because that seems to be the way our relationship is.
I should be stabbing. This is true.
Yeah.
Let's play the transition sound effects. Let's see here. It's like when Gilligan falls asleep. Hey, everybody. Enjoying my party? I'm having a good time tonight. How you doing over there?
Excuse me, sir. Did you just pass wind in my direction?
What do you mean, wind? It's like a very calm day out here.
Pray tell, but did that olfactory unpleasantness emanate from your person?
Are you being mean? Are you insulting me?
Why, sir. Wait. Oh, why, sir, might I request a less conspicuous manner for which you to permeate the ambience with your mellifluous odors?
You know... I don't like your tone, man. I do not like your tone, and I am not happy with you at all.
I find myself at a distinct lack of breath.
You're not making me... this is my party. You could be a little nicer to me.
My vision, it fails me.
You know what? You're not... I don't like what you're saying to me.
I implore you. There's no call for your heightened sense state of agitation.
Look, I've got this thing right here, and I'm ready to... Take care of you right now.
Right in my forelocks.
Must have been the chili I had tonight. Okay, that was our first one. And our last one.
For a while. Yeah.
But you got to admit that it's got a nice effect. I mean, you know, when you're talking, I'm going to stab you while I'm farting all over the place. You know what I mean?
Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Right. Wow.
All right. Just
farts, you can never go wrong with farts.
I don't think you can go wrong with farts. I really don't. I don't.
Unless you get made fun of and stab someone. I guess that would be going wrong.
That would be a bad way to go. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Kind of a snotty guy you were playing there. But anyway, okay. So that's the weird news. I'm Al-Qaeda. Thanks.
See ya, Al.
Thanks for having me. Let's go ahead and take that third break. And when we come back, it's celebrity writer time. I've got a few celebrity writers to talk about, and then we're going to tell you a little bit about what it would be like if we actually had our own celebrity writers. We've got the time. Hopefully we'll have the time. Let's go. Batman, let's go ahead and take the break.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Recently, sightings of an enormous object have been popping up everywhere.
It's so big. So huge.
It's not natural. I've never seen anything so big.
Something so big. So gargantuan. You won't believe your eyes.
I thought I knew big, but this is big.
It's John Holmes Pizza. The biggest pizza you've ever seen. A full 18 inches of delicious pizza.
How could you possibly fit all that in your mouth?
I can handle it.
John Holmes Pizza. It's bigger than pizza. It's pizza. P
pizza, 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 pizza.
I don't think I could handle all that, but I'd be willing to try.
John Holmes Pizza, coming soon on a table near you.
Hating pirates since 2005. The Brad Wesmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Wesmar Show. Jared is here with me, Batman behind the glass. And do we have enough time to do this, Batman? I assume we do, probably. We got a few minutes. You don't even know where we're at in the show.
Ten minutes.
About 10 minutes would be good. That'd be fine. I pulled up this site and celebrity writers. Let me see here. You got things like, you know, Peter Gabriel insists upon a relaxing, deep massage in a hippie style, you know. And gosh. Oh. Nine Inch Nails needs two boxes of cornstarch, which I think has something to do with making sure there's no bugs around and stuff like that. And Iggy Pop confuses, let's see, no toy robots, no television evangelists, no plastic seahorses, things like that.
Huh. Oh, so this is what we're talking about. So it's not like we're talking about celebrity writers like Ghost Rider or Knight Rider or Winona Rider.
God. See, here we go again. You take all the riders before I can even think of one. It's not even possible. Seriously, I'm shipping you off to the Filet-O-Fish podcast. That's it. I'm doing the show by myself from now on.
We could do a trade. You could be half a fish.
Stop it. Jellyfish. There we go. I finally got one. The Jellyfish Podcast. Axl Rose needs an assortment of adult magazines like Penthouse and Playboy.
Bet he does.
Yes. Here, this is really interesting. Foo Fighters' Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl insists upon stinky cheese. He likes to have moldy gorgonzola, you know, anything like that that is a kind of a smelly cheese. He likes to go and sniff it, and I mean, really weird stuff. Kid you not. Cher needs a separate room for her wigs.
Of course.
You know, I mentioned the Peter Gabriel massage. You've got, let's see here. Here's the Stones, your favorite guys here. They require two smartly dressed, well-groomed hostesses.
Of course. It's not so...
Not so unusual, no. I guess. No. Michael Bolton says absolutely no onions anywhere back there. Aretha Franklin is apparently a little bit afraid of height, so she cannot be any higher than the fifth floor. Oak Ridge Boys say no animals are allowed in the backstage area at any time. If there is, Alabama will not perform. Wouldn't that be sad?
We know how to make them stop.
Yeah, stop playing mountain music. Just
unleash the goats.
Exactly. Let's see here. Beach Boys require Bic-type large lighters, preferably without child guards, not green.
Well, that's oddly specific.
Interesting. A couple more things here real quick. There was one I thought that was really interesting. I think it was Janet Jackson. Here's Janet Jackson says, no fish ice. If it had never happened, I wouldn't have to write this, she says. Apparently, she got some ice that maybe had some fish on it at one time, and the ice was nasty. I mean, I don't know. So, weird things. We're not going to have a lot of time for this, Jared, but I wanted to mention, I'm a very simple man. Uh-huh. So, my celebrity writer is not going to be too complicated. I just have certain things that I like. And when I think to myself, okay, if I'm famous, what can I get backstage for me for free that I like? Well, I'm a simple man. Like I said, I like beer and I like booze. I like drink and food, okay? Uh-huh. Those are the things that are on the top of my list. So I want all my favorite beer. I mean, lots of beer, but no Anheuser-Busch products, because I do not like Anheuser-Busch products. Acceptable would be anything from Miller Brewing Company, Miller High Life, Milwaukee's Best Light, Miller Light, Old Milwaukee Light, anything from Miller except for Miller Chill and Miller Genuine Draft or MGD Light. I don't like any of those. Also, Coors Light is okay as long as it's in the bottle. And any Mexican beer at all, Corona, Tecate, Dos Equis, Sol, you name it, I'll drink it. Also need an assortment of clear, hard liquors and mixes. No dark liquors. Clear tequila is fine. Gold tequila, no. Okay? Also, give me some absinthe, the real stuff. I want real absinthe, not the fake crap they sell here in the States. Get it overseas. It's where the good stuff is at. Mm-hmm. Also, ice, lots of ice, but, you know, with regard to Janet.
No fish ice.
Ooh, what a great name for a podcast.
Yes.
The Fish Ice Podcast. How nice would that be? Also, pop, Diet Dr. Pepper, Coke Zero, Sprite Zero. Those three right there. Sugar-free Rockstar in case I need a really good jolt would be great too. And also, you know, sub sandwich fixins. I love sub sandwiches.
I know.
For food, sub sandwich, I know you know, that'd be fine to have that backstage. But it's hard with food because I like so much food. I think I just have to have a different food item every time. You just have to come up with something different. Also need chocolate or ice cream. Or chocolate ice cream, or any ice cream, because I love ice cream as well. Mm-hmm. And finally, just to keep me connected, even though I probably have a good phone, a laptop or a desktop computer that's quick, has a solid internet connection. I'm a simple guy. I don't need anything too special. You know, not terribly funny there, but that's just me. I think yours is going to be a little more interesting real quick.
I'll go through it quickly. I'm just going to say, like, to me, a writer is your chance either to like live like you're at home still on the road, or mm-hmm. to like do stuff you completely can't do at home. So
yeah.
I'm going to leave it to you to decide which is which in this category.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'd insist on no Drew Barrymore movies playing within a 2 mile radius.
You can't get that at home.
No, I know. I want separate accommodations for El Presidente, which is my special 7-pronged fork that I take with me on the road. It has its own carrying case.
That's
nice and long.
That's very Elvis-like, yeah.
Yeah. Always eat special meals with the fork with El Presidente. The guy who plays the Mac in the Mac PC commercials, he's going to be my butler.
Hmm, okay.
I want him to serve me.
That's good. That could be tough.
I know, but yeah. Maybe. A daily cake supplied by the cake boss in the shape of his person that I can ritually destroy with a baseball bat, firearms, or small explosive devices.
Okay.
50 dachshunds in a wagon. I got to make my entrance, you know.
Okay.
So I imagine they'll all pull me in the same direction.
All right.
Lasers.
Very good.
Just want some of them. Marzipan, schnitzel, bratwurst, and spätzle, which are, you know, all German cuisine. I think that's mm-hmm. essential. Every communication, if someone's going to interact with me, when they're done talking, they have to go end transmission. And then make the appropriate gesture, which is crossing your arms in front of your chest and then folding.
So and when you're folding down, it's like this?
So like this. Like if you go,
yeah,
okay, I'm done talking, end transmission. Then you bow your head and then cross your arms and then you're done.
Wow.
Just like in 50s sci-fi stuff, right?
Very nice.
Feet must be covered at all times. And lastly, don't touch me.
Don't touch me. That makes sense. I've heard that before. I've heard that. What the hell were you doing in there just now? I don't mean to cut you off, Jerry.
It was very cold. Very, very cold.
Because you were doing, while he was trying to do the transition thing, you were like making up your own transition. It was like you were talking to something down there. I'm serious, Jared. He was like this. He was doing this. He was like, I swear to God, he was like talking to the floor, like shaking his
head. I wasn't even talking. What are you talking about?
Well, you were like having some kind of a conversation. It was like really weird.
I was making fun of his list. I thought it was great.
Yeah, oh, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you demand on some outrageous things?
I probably would, and I think
you guys know what? I actually am called in to go to conventions.
Yes,
as a guest.
Yes,
and you know what I demand?
What?
A halfway decent bed and Jack in the Box. Period.
What if they don't have Jack in the Box in that town?
Then I'm pissed, but I'll take whatever.
Do whatever, huh?
Yeah.
Good old burger from Red Robin or something like that.
Lord.
No, you're a big Jack in the Box fan, I know. No, I think yours is good, I except for the whole don't touch me thing.
What, you want to be touched?
Depends on by who.
You've got all this rabble on the road. You don't know where these people have been.
Well, it's true.
I just don't want them assuming that they can touch me. If I allow them permission, that's fine, but don't go in thinking.
Okay, well, you didn't mention that part.
But in general, it's just better to say, don't touch me. Then I can always reverse it.
Would it be unusual, though? I mean, how would you reverse it? For example, if I'm Jared, do you say, hey, it's okay if you want to touch me? I mean,
yeah, I
think they would say, really? And you'd say, yeah. And they would say, but I don't want to. Then where you go? Because I would say, but I want you to touch me!
Then you just go on about your business. I'd go back to my dachshunds and call it a day.
I can see all this being required by you.
Yeah.
I really, yeah. Yeah, I mean, matter of factly, you're serious. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, in fact, if nothing else, this is motivation for me to make it big in some capacity.
I would agree.
In transmission.
Seriously, if we had a TV show, it'd be a lot funnier for them to see you do that. In transmission. Very, very funny. Cross your arms, hold them at your chest, and put your head down.
As soon as you're done. It works really well in the corporate world, too. You're in a meeting.
Come up with that. If you're in a meeting.
Yeah, right. Okay, does everyone have action items? Okay, we know what we're going to do with this strategy plan. Okay.
And if this is...
Right.
We got to go ahead and end this show. Jared, You're a funny man. I think we've gone over our hump. I mean, we got past show 7, show 8. This is show 9, I believe. I think we're going to continue doing this show.
So far.
I hope so, anyway.
Yes.
I hope so. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me in the non-biblical sense.
Always good to have you in the non-biblical sense.
Yeah, thank you.
Batman, of course, behind the glass and running the controls and doing the best he can with what God has given him. Right, buddy? I didn't mean it.
What you've given me, you bastard.
I did not. This is true. This is true, which I don't have much to offer, so I'll go ahead and say goodnight. This has been the Brad Westmar Show. See you in Timbuktu. Good night. Won't